I'm on my way.
Yes, ma'am. I'm gonna call you. You're gonna call me? Something. Oh, that's right. All right. Or something.
Yeah.
We're doing something for us, yeah. Goodbye, gorgeous. See you later. Huh? Ankle biters. Oh, those little plants. Yeah. I don't care about those. I kick them. They don't bug me. They're like, ooh, that's a guy that kicks people. So I don't like that. Good day. Yesterday, at the very end, boy, he was tough. Day. I'm banging my head against the problem, and it's like, oh, just you got to solve. Oh, grateful to Heavenly Father. He really does take wonderful care of me. Helps lead me to where I need to go. Apply this kind of trust and faith in a lot of ways. That means if they decide to throw me back into management, I'll go there. Well, regardless, for now, good things happen. Things coming. I'm really grateful for an opportunity to troubleshoot things, and I'm not totally beholden to just putting pressure on everybody. That's what mostly management is. It's about trying to get other people to do what you want, and it's like, eh. I'm really grateful for everything. People at work give me good ideas that make me say, wait a minute, you're right. Oh, that's it. Vehicles today. So, oh boy. Watching the video this morning. Lauren, 7. They've gone to France. And the video about no-go zones. She wasn't in one, but some riot was starting, and she was kind of confused about the riot because it was over somebody who had gotten hurt or killed while trying to evade the police. And everybody was blaming the police for this person's death. You know, she was the first one to say, because she couldn't record things, that was way too dangerous. That, she doesn't like storyteller. Situation, you know, or just somebody on a video telling you the story of what happened instead of having video evidence of what happened. If you didn't have ours, you know, and she felt really bad about that. She hates those. But she did. And yeah, from the way it sounds, they were going after the police for somebody evading arrest. That's really kind of the Black Lives Matter monster too. At the end of the day, it's basically them saying, we're protesting police presence at all. You guys are killing too many black people. And you go, black people need to be more law-abiding. And they aren't racially charged laws. You know, it's not like that. Most of the racially charged laws are gone. Now it's people saying, we want to create a de facto law that gives certain groups special immunity from law. If a black person wants to knock over a liquor store, you know, that should be okay because of systemic racial discrimination. You know, blacks can't get decent jobs anyway, so it's actually okay to steal. These are bad ideas, bad concepts. These do not improve society. They actually provide this whole thing to Laura Southern Pitts of France. It was one of these neighborhoods where it was like, we don't want you people here. They told her to cover up her hair. She has blonde hair. I don't know if it's deep, bottle blonde, probably. And because she was obviously a white girl and she needed to hide that fact, or else that would just set them off. She would become a target and they would probably kill her. And she was like, wow. You know. And she was constantly saying, this is a suburb of Paris. You know, big cosmopolitan city, lots of people here. And she said, this isn't even one of the no-go zones. There are lots of no-go zones. Police will not go there. The people have to police themselves. By and large, they don't. They just stay in their houses and hope the rape gangs don't get them or whatever. I'm not saying it's what's happening. But that sounds like that would be an unspoken rule of life. If the powerful people wanted to prey upon you, there was no justice to turn to. There was no protection from this particular powerful preying upon the weak. Anyway. So, that was interesting. I am understanding more and more how nice it is in my quiet little part of the world. Maybe God sent me back here for a wider reason, which was just to keep me safe. In itself, well, in any case, I'm grateful. I'm grateful to be here. I mean, the house has its issues too. I don't think anybody's trying to kill each other over it. At least those kinds of behaviors have not invaded here too terribly. Quite a conservative place, which I appreciate. I'm not terribly conservative, but I have great respect for conservative thought, you know. I don't keep pens at home, but I know my neighbors do. And you know what? More power to them. I want them to have as many guns as they desire. So when somebody comes around our neighborhood, they'll tend to leave them alone. Say, I'm not going there. Why? They got guns. Because I know very few people who want to die. Except for the very, well, let me tell you, honestly, cult-like figures. I'll be honest, it's nice. I am cultish, you know? Am I going to kill for it? Only what God tells me to. He hasn't told me anything like that. I'm not going to say he won't. It'll take a lot of that going on. It smells like a diesel fire. It doesn't smell like a terrible oil fire or something. It smells like a chimney fire with got the hearth going. Although, to be honest, it's a little. It's warm. I think it's the 90s. I think it's the 90s today. So good. Often we hit 100 at least once before now, so it seems to be really starting out mild. We'll see how it goes. You know. The weather around here is fluctuates. We're not the desert, but we're right next to the desert. And we have more fluctuations than other people do. The nice thing is it cools off at night. That's pleasant. The mornings are pretty decent. Now in the heat of the summer, there's just nothing for it. I mean, it's going to be hot. Whenever you get, when you have a little heat spike and it's over 100 for a number of days, you know, even if it cools off by 30 degrees or even 40, it's still hot. But there aren't going to be those. But yeah, boy, let me tell you. When you mix in the fact that there was going to be a riot and everybody was just on the streets turning corners looking around each other, waiting to see what was going to spark it, everybody was pretty poignant that it was Lauren Southern might spark it. They were trying hard to make sure she wasn't going to be the one to do it. And yeah, they said, get out of here. So she thought they were going to run for a car and drive off. And they go, no, no, we're not getting anywhere near a car. They'll trap you in there, surround you, break the windows, drag you out, and then kill you. It's just a no. You run. You run until you're totally away from that situation. So, interesting. And all over the fact that some community member died after they had committed a crime. And they were running away and they got hurt or killed. I mean, the police didn't kill them. It wasn't like, oh, they're running, shoot at them. It wasn't like that. I think they were chasing them, trying to get him. And while he was trying to evade them, he wrecked his car and subsequently died. And the police are being blamed for it. And you go, yeah, this is the whole good being evil and evil being good. Just trust me. Just, you can have bad cops, but even bad cops are really restrained. They have to justify this stuff. And it's pretty tough these days to the point where cops just say, hey, man, number one, it's not worth dying for. And number two, don't do anything that might threaten your job. Nobody's going to give you an award and a pay raise if you go beyond the line of duty and bend rules. They won't do it. This is that's why you go, why are the police protecting us? It's because police don't want to die. It's not interesting to them. And they're not going to get some wonderful, you know, society's going to sit on them if they do one thing wrong. And that's not even based on the kind of rules that they have trying to regulate their behavior. It's just what the public conceives to be wrong. And you go, so honestly, just don't do it. It's getting hard to get people to join police forces. Probably not so much because they're likely to get killed, but because it's so horrible. If you had any illusions that you were going to, you know, protect people, perform justice, you're not going to be doing too much of that. Because it's tough to be hated that much. The police officers are not very, they rarely get things where people say, oh, thank you. What do they sit at and get things thrown at them? Becoming a darker world. Everybody thinks the earth is cleaner, and you go, no, it's not. We've turned a few critical corners, and things are starting to fall apart. What we knew as Western civilization is probably going down. Because we forgot some stuff. I'm 50 years old today. This is my birthday. Oh. May 25th, 1967. It is now May 25th, 2017. Man, 50 years old. Wow. Amazing. That's a big number. You don't really think about that stuff, but then there it is. 49 was. Actually, that seems better to me. Anyway. Oh, yeah.